Welcome to Bedtime Safari. Bedtime Safari is the newest show by Bedtime History. Check out our show and subscribe for new episodes every week. Imagine you're walking slowly along a quiet, cobbled street in a city that feels like a storybook. The sun is just rising and soft golden light spills over the rooftops. You hear the clip-clop of a bicycle passing, the gentle splash of water nearby, and the chirping of birds perched on old brick buildings. This is Bruges, Belgium, a city that looks almost exactly the way it did hundreds of years ago. The streets are peaceful at this hour, and everything feels still, as if the city is waking up with you. As you turn a corner, you come to one of Bruges' famous canals. The water is calm and clear, reflecting the buildings like a mirror. Tiny bridges arch over the canal, each one made of stone and worn smooth by the footsteps of people over the centuries. On either side of the water, narrow houses with steep pointed roofs stand side by side. Many are made of red brick and decorated with flowers in the windows. Some lean slightly, as if they've been whispering secrets to each other for years. You walk along the edge of the canal, listening to the soft sounds of the city, footsteps echoing through narrow lanes, church bells ringing in the distance, and the occasional bark of a dog. The air smells like fresh bread from a nearby bakery, mixed with the scent of water and old stone. You pass little shops that sell chocolate, lace, and postcards, each one with windows full of interesting treasures. As the city wakes up, more people begin to appear. Locals head to work or stop for a coffee, and travelers like you wander with wide eyes, trying to take it all in. The streets twist and turn like a maze, but getting lost here feels like part of the fun. You spot a horse-drawn carriage going by, the horse's hooves making a gentle rhythm on the stones. The driver tips his hat as you walk past. You reach a small dock where boats are tied up along the canal. One is just getting ready to leave. It's long and low, with benches inside for people to sit. You climb in and take a seat near the front. The boat hums quietly as it begins to glide through the water. From here, everything looks even more magical. The buildings rise up on either side, and flowers spill from balconies above. Ducks swim alongside the boat, and you pass under arched stone bridges that make perfect half circles above the water. As the boat moves, your guide begins to share stories about the city. Bruges is over 1,000 years old, and much of it still looks the way it did in the Middle Ages. Long ago, it was one of the busiest trading cities in Europe. Merchants came from all over the world to buy and sell goods like wool, silk, and spices. Ships would sail into the harbor and bring treasures from faraway lands. The canals were like highways, moving everything in and out of the city. You float past the Belfry of Bruges, a tall medieval bell tower that leans just a little to one side. It's made of stone and rises high above the rooftops. It's so tall that people used to use it to spot fires or approaching travelers. There are 366 steps to the top, and inside are dozens of bells that still ring out across the city today. As you pass, you hear the chimes echo over the rooftops, bright and clear like a song. Next, you float by the Church of Our Lady, where the tower reaches up higher than any other building in Bruges. Inside, there's a white marble sculpture made by the famous artist Michelangelo, a statue of Mary holding the baby Jesus. It's one of the few pieces of his work that ever left Italy during his lifetime. Even from the boat, you can feel the importance of the place, with its tall windows and stone walls glowing in the morning light. Your boat winds past quiet gardens, old convents, and ivy-covered walls. Some buildings have wooden beams and white plaster walls, with dates carved into them from the 1600s and earlier. Swans drift across the water as if they've always been here, and maybe they have. People say swans have lived in Bruges' canals for hundreds of years. One legend says a swan saved the city during a war long ago, and now the city protects them in return. You pass under another bridge and see the Begijnhof, a peaceful courtyard surrounded by white buildings and tall trees. It was once home to women called Beguines, kind, independent women who lived like nuns but didn't take religious vows. The place feels calm and sacred, with soft grass and little flowers growing between the trees. People still live here today, and it's a place where silence is welcomed. Soon the boat turns toward a wider canal that once led to the sea. You hear seagulls calling overhead and smell salt in the air. Your guide tells you that Bruges was once connected directly to the North Sea and was a powerful port city. But over time, the water pathways changed and the sea moved farther away. Still, the city remained beautiful and full of life, protected and preserved through time. The boat ride comes to an end, and you step out once more onto the cobbled street. The sun is higher now, and the city is full of gentle noise, laughter, footsteps, and the steady sound of church bells. You wander back through the narrow alleys and make your way to the main square, called the Markt. It's wide and open, surrounded by colorful buildings with gabled roofs that look like staircases. In the middle of the square stands a statue of two heroes from Bruges' past, who helped the city win freedom long ago. Around the square are cafes with little tables outside. You sit down and order a warm waffle topped with strawberries and powdered sugar. The smell makes your mouth water. As you take a bite, you think about all you've seen: swans gliding on canals, bell towers ringing in the sky, and boats slipping through peaceful waters. The city is not a loud or busy place. It moves slowly, like the canals, and invites you to slow down too. You stroll back toward the canal one last time, watching as another boat floats quietly by. The light dances on the water, a breeze rustles the leaves in the trees above, and the city feels like it's sharing a secret with you, one it's been keeping for centuries. Bruges is a place to explore, to listen, and to wonder. It teaches you that even the quietest cities have the loudest stories, if you just take the time to listen. We hope you enjoyed visiting Belgium. Be sure to subscribe to be notified about new episodes, and tune in next week for a new adventure. Also, be sure to check out our history show, Bedtime History, for new episodes each week, too.